covet, quarrel, fight. They're words of human activity, of energy. There's a desire, and there's energy going in to reach the desire, and then he explains why this goal is being blocked. You do not have because you do not ask. Kind of simple, isn't it? Roadblock number one is prayerlessness. We simply fail to ask. God really wants, longs to give you, to show his evidence and his power and his love. But many times the kink in the hose is we don't even ask. And I know some of us grew up, oh, this is too small. I couldn't ask God about this. I mean, this is too personal. You know, some of us have grown up thinking that the only prayers God really wants to hear is our major crises. It's not true at all. He longs to answer. He wants to answer. Down to the minutest details of your life. God wants to take the little kinks out of the hose. And block number one is often we don't have simply because we don't ask. Roadblock number two comes right out of this passage. It's verse 3. Some people's problem isn't that they don't ask. It's they do ask, but you're going to find that they ask for the wrong reason. Verse 3 of James chapter 4 says, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives. The King James, if you have it, says amiss. The word means with an evil desire, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. In fact, roadblock number two is wrong motives. We ask...